And the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP has got a couple of events coming up in the next week or so. And we are joined now by James Williams of the NAACP to talk about them and more. James, good to have you in the studio again.
It's good to be here, Aaron.
And let's begin with the event that's coming up on Sunday that I haven't really mentioned yet this week, but it's a big event and very cool and very important. The 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's speech about the labor movement, All Labor Has Dignity, and there's going to be an event celebrating that at the United Church of Chapel Hill on Sunday.
Well, that is correct, Aaron, and I really am excited about the event for several reasons. One, it is so timely, and I'll get more into that in a minute. Number two, it features one of Dr. King's, I think, most prescient and most provocative and most relevant speeches as it relates to human worth and dignity and workers and workers' rights and the issue of poverty. And number three, he spoke in support of at the request of sanitation workers in Memphis who were on strike in their efforts to force the city to recognize their effort to unionize following years of struggle to get a decent pay, to get decent and safe working conditions, and to be treated as human beings instead of simply as beasts of labor. Mm-hmm. And so that's why Dr. King was in Memphis on March 18, 1968, and he gave this speech that I think should be more widely appreciated. And the title was All Labor Has Dignity. And so we're coming together on March 18, 50 years later, at the United Church of Chapel Hill, both to lift up the speech, but also to bring attention to conditions of workers today.
Mm-hmm. And this is, as you said, still such a relevant issue, the fight for unions, the fight for workers, the fight for a living wage, all of these things that Dr. King spoke to 50 years ago, these issues are still pressing and in many cases even more pressing now than they were then.
That is true. You know, the other sort of historical relevance here is that, here again, 50 years ago, February 29, we received the Kerner's Commission report.
Mm-hmm.
The Kerner's Commission was established by then President Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1967, following the urban rebellions in various cities, including Detroit and Newark. And the purpose of the commission was to sort of study why these uprisings were taking place. And it was called the Kerner Commission because I think Otto Kerner, who was the governor of Illinois, was the chair of the commission. They did a lot of work. They had a lot of learned people and people from communities who knew the circumstances. And this report was issued. And in this report, it laid out the circumstances and conditions that led to these uprisings. And number one, front and center, was racism, racialized policing, violent and overly aggressive policing, poverty, the lack of adequate schools and opportunities for people living in the inner cities were the primary causes, according to the commission, of these uprisings. And they did put forth some recommended solutions. Unfortunately, President Johnson basically ignored the report, mm-hmm. pushed it aside, as far as I understand, never really recognized or thanked the commissioners. And so there was no real effort to engage upon the recommendations of that report 50 years ago. And I think that helps explain why we are in the same, sort of a similar predicament, mm-hmm. as it relates to a lot of those issues today.
We're speaking with James Williams, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP.com is the local branch's website if you want more information. But we're talking about this event that's coming up on Sunday from 3 to 5:30 at the United Church of Chapel Hill, which is up on MLK Boulevard. All Labor Has Dignity is the title of it, recognizing the 50th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's not famous enough speech, All Labor Has Dignity, which helped launch the Poor People's Movement, which now Reverend William Barber is sort of relaunching on a national level, jumping off from his work in North Carolina. And the president of the state NAACP is going to be there on Sunday, right, Dr. Spearman?
That's correct. Dr. Spearman will be at the event on Sunday. He will deliver the keynote address, and then we will, well, before he does, we're going to play the speech, All Labor Has Dignity, followed by Dr. Spearman, the president of the North Carolina NAACP, and then we will have a panel discussion, which will feature people, you know, intimately familiar with poverty and conditions today of working people, including Alan Frayer, who's the director of the Workers' Rights Project at the North Carolina Justice Center, Gene Nickel, UNC law professor, who has a wealth of knowledge not only on constitutional law but poverty, and then Nathanette Mayo, who's the president of the North Carolina Service Workers Union, UE Local 150, will be a part of that panel. And then we're going to follow that. We want to leave space and opportunity for workers and advocates on behalf of workers today to speak to circumstances and conditions that they are confronting now, and to also give some opportunity for us to engage on what things we can do to assist them in their efforts and their struggles today.
What are some of the, I know we always talk about the fight for a living wage, the fight for 15, raising the minimum wage. We talk about the amount of money that workers make, but over and above that, what are some of the other significant issues that workers face?
Well, I think workers still face safety issues on the job. A number of workers still face conditions of indignities that they experience and not really having particularly in the state of North Carolina, where unions are so few, it's not a union-friendly state, not really having a channel upon which to voice those concerns and then to have some action taken. So there are a number of issues that workers are dealing with. We had during some of the heat, the hottest spells last year, there were some workers who worked for sanitation who actually, I understand, suffered heat stroke and died. And so those circumstances still need to be addressed.
And especially in North Carolina, too. I know this was the case a few years ago, and I believe it's still the case today, but it shocked me when I heard it that North Carolina is the least unionized state in the country in terms of the percentage of the workforce that is actually a member of the union, which is just shocking to me, but it was true very recently, if it's not still.
I think it is still true. Mm-hmm. There's a palpable level of hostility to unions in this state, and historically that has been the case. It is difficult. So on the one hand, you have companies and corporations who form their business entities to help them bargain with governments and local governments and other businesses, but deny, the worker the right to come together to have their issues addressed. So it's a real David versus Goliath versus David, or David versus Goliath situation. And a lot of workers are suffering as a result of it.
Speaking with James Williams, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. That event is coming up on Sunday, again, 3 to 5:30 at the United Church of Chapel Hill on MLK Boulevard. Move ahead to March 20th, which is next week Tuesday, right, at Flyleaf Books, which is getting back to the 200th anniversary of the birth of Frederick Douglass.
Right. So this is one of a series of events that have been taking place and that will take place in Orange County over the next, actually, I think we'll end our events on April 23rd. Mm-hmm. But this particular event is a discussion, a facilitated discussion of Frederick Douglass's first slave narrative, and probably his most famous is entitled Narrative of the Life of Frederick Douglass, an American Slave, written by himself. Mm-hmm. It was published in 1845, just, I believe, six years after Frederick Douglass had escaped from slavery. And it became almost an overnight sensation. The Library of Congress has declared it one of the 87, I believe, most transformative books in the history of the nation. And so our branch, the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP branch, has adopted this this book as a book read. And so on March 20th, a professor from the North Carolina Central University's History Department will facilitate a discussion of the narrative. Is open to the public. We hope a number of people have read the narrative, but it's not a precondition to attending, so you can attend and get a lot out of the discussion even if you have not read the narrative. I do want to mention that the narrative is available at the Flyleaf Books, at local libraries, but also online. I don't have mm-hmm. the exact site, but you can Google it and get access to it that way also. One other thing I would like to say about the narrative is that when we started designing this effort to bring attention to the anniversary of the bicentennial of the birth of Frederick Douglass, one of the things that we wanted to do was to purchase copies of the special bicentennial edition of the narrative that had been made available by the Frederick Douglass Family Initiative. They had a special bicentennial edition published, and their goal was to get as many copies of that edition as possible in the hands of school children. So one of the things that our planning group did was to collect funds, and we purchased 1,000 copies of that special bicentennial edition and have distributed most of those to young people in Orange County, both Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsboro, and other Orange counties. A number of those to the schools, but to other youth groups also. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about that because Frederick Douglass, one thing that he stood for is education and literacy. He saw that as so fundamental to not only his freedom, but the liberation of others and to a person's ability to live their life to the fullest. And so we're hoping that young people will not only read this book, learn from it, but then give some thought to some activity that they can engage in to help make their community a better place.
Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.com for more information on the local chapter. And if you want more info on the Frederick Douglass Bicentennial, orangecountync.gov/FD200 is the website with all of the events listed, but you can also get info on the NAACP's website as well. James Williams, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Alan.